Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US President Joe Biden has said he doesn't support an attack by Israel on Iran's nuclear sites in response to Tehran's missile strikes on Israel on Tuesday. Mr. Biden said the Israelis had a right to respond to the attack, but they needed to do so proportionately. The Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, on a visit to Qatar, said Tehran had been left with no choice but to act.
The security of the region is the security of all Muslims, and we do not want any war of bloodshed. Since I assumed the presidency, every speech I've made has emphasized our quest for peace and security. No nation or region can prosper in the midst of war.
The Israeli military says it's carried out what it called a precision attack close to the center of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. The Lebanese health ministry said five people were killed. Israel has issued a new call for civilians to withdraw from parts of southern Beirut, an area dominated by Hezbollah. The Dominican Republic says it will deport up to 10,000 undocumented migrants a week to combat uncontrolled migration. Tens of thousands of Haitians have fled across the border after months of gang violence in Haiti. Will Grant has this report.
Critics say the government of President Luis Abinader have treated Haitian migrants inhumanely, many of whom are fleeing the extreme gang violence and poverty in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The Dominican president, however, recently warned the United Nations General Assembly that his government was prepared to take what he called drastic measures in the face of the humanitarian crisis across the border. In part, these latest comments about mass deportations underline Santo Domingo's frustration at the international community's failure to establish greater stability in Haiti.
The US special counsel prosecuting Donald Trump for trying to illegally overturn the result of the 2020 US presidential election has filed new papers arguing the former president was acting in a personal capacity. Our North America correspondent Peter Bowes has more details.
The Supreme Court ruled in July that an ex-president has broad immunity from prosecution for official acts conducted while in office, but can be pursued for unofficial acts. Jack Smith says he has evidence that Mr. Trump's alleged attempt to overturn the result of the 2020 election was, at its core, a private criminal effort and that he should stand trial. Acting as a candidate and not in his official capacity, Mr. Smith says the then-president resorted to crimes and what he called increasingly desperate plans to overturn the legitimate election results.
Mr. Trump called the case a scam, noting that coming in the running up to an election, it amounted to total election interference. World News from the BBC. US President Joe Biden has told the people of North Carolina that the nation has their back after he visited areas devastated by Hurricane Helene. He said the storm was of historic proportions, adding that in a moment like this, they put politics aside. Mr. Biden promised federal help for debris removal, the clearance of landslides and the provision of food and medicine. Law enforcement officers in California have arrested 42 people linked to a white supremacist street gang in what authorities describe as one of the largest takedowns of its kind. Jenny Kumar reports from Washington.
The accused are suspected members and associates of the white supremacist Peckerwoods gang, based in the San Fernando Valley of LA. The gang allegedly used Nazi tattoos, graffiti and iconography to show their extremist ideology. In total, there are 68 defendants. They're accused of a range of criminal activity dating back at least 8 years, including drug trafficking, fraud, violence and identity theft.
One of two doctors charged in connection with the death of the American actor Matthew Perry has pleaded guilty to conspiring to distribute the drug ketamine to the Friends star. Mark Chavez faces up to 10 years in prison and is the third person to plead guilty. Prosecutors offered reduced charges in exchange for cooperation in pursuing other suspects, including a drug dealer known as the Ketamine Queen of Los Angeles. A Scottish gangster who planned to smuggle more than $90 million worth of cocaine into Britain has been jailed for 20 years by a court in Glasgow. Jamie Stevenson plotted to smuggle the drugs in boxes of bananas shipped from Ecuador. He admitted to being behind the plot after UK Border Force officers seized a shipment of the narcotics at the English port of Dover 4 years ago. That's the latest world news from the BBC.